This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Tuesday, October 10th. Well, yesterday in the wheat markets, we were slightly higher, led by Kansas City. And I think it's just a market that was basically continuing in its sideways pattern, kind of bumping along at these low prices where the market has found pretty decent support. But we haven't been able to reverse the trend or get any upward momentum going. So we're pacing sideways. Yesterday was kind of a slow volume day. It was a federal holiday, so we didn't see a lot of action in the markets. And that's probably a good thing, considering the significant ratcheting up of chaos around the world. The grain markets seem to be taking it in stride, at least for now. This morning on the night session, we are weaker. There is some talk that Egypt is negotiating a private purchase of wheat from Russia. Hard to say how much that would be, but it's certainly kind of negative to the market that they're not really looking to supply something from the open market. Weather-wise, we're still looking at dry conditions across much of Argentina and Australia. The southeast part of Australia has had some rain. The Victoria region looks like those yields will be ratcheting up a little bit. But the window on this growing season is closing quickly. So, you know, we'll see a little bump in Australian yields probably from that region. But Argentina has largely been missed for rain this season. So their yields are probably going to continue to ratchet lower. Moving just a little bit to the north, we see that southern Brazil has had way too much rain. They've had, on the average, Rio Grande do Sul has had around 25 inches of rain this season, which is crazy. So that's where much of their wheat is grown. Normally, they raise a high-quality wheat. This year, it's going to be very low quality. They're talking that a fair amount of it may not even qualify as feed wheat because vomitoxin rates are going to be too high. They'll be over 5 parts per million. So we expect that Brazil will be exporting a fair amount of low-quality wheat. We expect that they're going to have to import much more high-quality milling wheat to blend with their own. Normally, that would come from Argentina, but Argentina is going to have a relatively short crop. So most likely, most of what Argentina has available for export will go to Brazil. We've seen Brazil come to the broader market over the years, not with a lot of quantity, but I would expect that that probably will ratchet up a bit as well. Most of that will likely show up in the market later in the winter, you know, when they've exhausted their own supplies and Argentina supplies. So probably, you know, December through early February would be when I would expect to see much of that demand start showing up in the market. When we look up into northern Brazil, we see the dryness continuing there, and that's starting to slow down the soybean plantings, which isn't so much of an issue at the moment, but it does delay the soybean harvest, which delays second season corn planting. And that does become an issue because that's by far Brazil's biggest corn crop, and they have a huge impact on the world supply. So these are things that we're keeping in mind. But you know, generally speaking, in the near term, it looks like the wheat market just is struggling here. I think it's having success moving sideways. But even despite what seems to me to be a fairly bullish fundamental outlook here, the market is just not responding. They're seeing a lot of wheat coming out of the Black Sea region. Ukraine is having more success moving wheat out. Russia's been dumping wheat on the world market. Now you got a private negotiation going on with Egypt. Those are definitely drags on the market. But I think that as we get into winter and exports out of the Black Sea slow down just because of weather, that suddenly world supplies are going to become very tight. And I think that's going to start to support the wheat and probably, you know, move it higher during the normal seasonal patterns, which we usually early February is a significant high in the wheat market. So we're not getting our high in early October. Probably it's going to turn out to be a low. And then I would look for the wheat market to ratchet its way higher through the winter and targeting early February for a seasonal high. If you have any questions, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.